We learn Masechtas Brachos Daf Yedzayin Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom. Ki v'maftiru rabban be Rav Chista va'amri lo me be Rav Shmuel bar Achmeni amr lehachi. When the rabban left Rav Chista's Beis Medrash or Rav Shmuel bar Achmeni's Beis Medrash, you say to each other like this: Alufeinu musubalim ein peretz ve'ein yitzes ve'ein tzivacha barchoy v'seinu. Zokta, what does that mean? Matzah Shabbos, the Yekis sing this. These words. So it's, what these words mean? Alufeinu misubalim. Rav Shmuel v'amri la Rav Yechon Rav Loza Chalama alufeinu b'tayra. You should be our Rebbe in learning umisubalim, and should be way down by mitzvahs. You should be full of mitzvahs. The lesson of carrying, you should be carrying tons of mitzvahs. That's the bracha. Alufeinu misubalim. You should be our Rebbe in Tayra. And you should be weighed down with mitzvahs. You should be our Rebbe, teach us Torah mitzvahs, and be mesubalim b'yisurim. Vice tais mesubalim b'yisurim is a good thing, because it sounds like giving them a bracha, mesubalim b'yisurim. Then they tell them, ein peretz ve'ein yoytzes ve'ein svacha b'chor v'seinu, ein peretz sheloy tehei siyaseinu kisiyasa shal David, sheyes v'rech ha-taifel, your entourage should not have a pirtza in it. Pirtza means, you know, a break in the wall. You shouldn't have a break in your entourage like David had Achitofel come out of him. Achitofel was married by Malchus because he supported Avshalom. So you shouldn't have that like happen to you. That Achitofel, someone like Achitofel, come out of you. Then Yoytzes Shloitei, and what does Yoytzes mean? Shloitei Siyaseinu Kesiyasa Shal Shaul Amelech. That you shouldn't have entourage like Shaul. Because out of the entourage of Shaul came out Yetzimenu Dayeg Adomi. Dayeg Adomi came out of that entourage. Dayeg Adomi is one of the Lashon Hara on the Noiv Ir HaKahanim. And the Achitofel said died in less than half his years. He died at 33. And it could be Dayeg Adomi also. Vein Tzvacha, there shouldn't be any screaming. Yetzimenu came out of the entourage of Elisha. And Taitzis says, why Lashon Tzvacha? Tosfos says, because Gehazi became a Metzora, and a Metzora has to scream, Tomei, Tomei, Yikra, it says. That's Lashon Tzvacha. Vein Tzvacha, B'chai V'Sinu, what B'chai V'Sinu means, Shlohi Elorim Ben, Oy Talmud, Shmagdiach Tavshilo B'Rabim. That you shouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, have a son or a Talmud who is married by Hashem B'Rabim. And the censor took out the words, Kegoin Yeshu HaNaitzri. So that's the bracha you give to the Talmidim. First of all, it should be Alfeinu Musubalim, and it shouldn't have Ein Yoytzes, Ein Yoytzes, Ein Peretz, Ein Yoytzes, Ein Tzvacha, Baruchai V'Seinu. Zokhtim Maravayt, it says like this, Shimu Elai Abirei Leiv Arachayikim Mitzadaka. Listen to me, the Abirei Leiv who are Arachayikim Mitzadaka. Who is that? Who is the Abirei Leiv, the strong-hearted people who are far away from Tzadaka? Is it a Rasha? Is it a Tzadik? So I'm going to have a Machayikis about this. Rav Shmuel v'Amr Rav Yechon v'Rav Laza Chad Alma Kol Olam Kul. Both of these pshatim are first going to be going on tzaddikim. Chad Alma Kol Olam Kul Nitzim Mitzdaka. The whole world, they get mezainis because Hashem's goodwill. Really, we don't deserve it. We don't do enough mitzvahs even to get tzedakah. Hashem does his mamish tzedakah to us. V'heim, but the tzaddikim, the avir alev, are rechaykim mitzdaka. Mezainim mizraya. They get mezainis because they deserve it. V'chad Alma Kol Olam Kul Nizainim Mitzchusam. The whole world gets mezainis because of schus of tzaddikim, and they themselves are chaykim tzedakah. They don't take much. They don't need much. They have a fill with schus atzman in mezainim. They don't even take anything with schus atzman. Like Rehuda Marav says, don't Rehuda Marav. V'chol yom v'yom baskol yoytzis ma'arachayrev. Every day a baskol comes out ma'arachayrev. Shal v'garis that because harachayrev is har Sinai. V'ymeres kol olam kuloi nezainim eshvil chanina b'ni. This is Rav Chanina ben Doisa. It says the whole world gets mezainis because of Chanina ben Doisa. Chanina ben Doisa, as we know, was very, very poor himself. But Chanina b'ni, dailoi b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. For him, it's enough with a kav, a certain shear. It's like a pound of boxer per week. He hardly lived on anything. He had nothing. No steak, no pancakes. He had charuvim the whole week. But everyone else gets from him. So Abir Elev, Chaykim Stuck is going on the tzaddikim. That's both these Amroim learned, it's going on tzaddikim. Pligad Rav Huda, Rav Huda, Man Abir Leiv are the Rishon. Goyvai Tipshoi. Goyvai is the name of a town of Bavel, that they were Tipshoi. Some say they were Nesinim, they were from the Nesinim. Rashi brings down, said they're Tipshoi. They never have a ger from that town. They never real. Not one of them ever realized the truth. The people of Masa Mechasi are Abir Levinu. They are also Abir Lev. They're like, the heart is big and hard, and they're not, they're Tipshoim. Why? They see the Chashivas of Torah twice a year, B'Shasav, like, no one comes a ger. So, Rashi, what does that mean? Because twice a year, in Adar to hear Hilchas Pesach, and in Elul to hear Hilchas Sukkos, the whole world converged on Masa Mechasi, hear from Rav Ashi, the Rosh Hashiva, and they saw this whole Kavod HaTorah, and they didn't become Gerim, and Tosfos learns that there were Nisim that happened. That he brings down from the Sefer Itim that there was a Omud Shal Eish, Yerim Meshamayim Aleihem Bekala, the El Bekala the Adar. In El and Adar, at that time, some fire came from, there was a Meredig Nisim, and they didn't become a Ger. It's like, I learned this, I was thinking like the Siyam HaShas. You know, like, you see the Siyam HaShas, you don't become a Ger. That type of idea. They had like a Siyam HaShas twice a year, such a matzah. That's such a matzah twice a year. And he said, they didn't become a Ger, it must be, they are Tipshay. Zokhtu Gemara Vaitim. It says in our Mishnah, we're going back to Dinim. It said in our Mishnah that a Chosin should not, is potter from Shema the night of his Chasana. But it said, the Mishnah said that a chosim writes a likros kriyas shema, kari, you can do it. Rav Shimon said, no. Loikal writes it as a shame yitel. Not everyone can say, I am such a big Talmud Chacham that I can be mechaven even when I'm nervous. Not everyone could take that. That's what Rav Shimon ben Gamil said. I'm chokes Shimon ben Gamil and the Tanakama if a chosim is allowed to say shema on the night of his chasana. Lememra, the Rav Shimon ben Gamil chayesh liyura. Rav Shimon Gamil is chayish liyura, which means to looking like I'm very chashiv. Rabban like chayish liyura, and the Rabban now Mishnah holds, no, you let us say, it's not a problem, yura, you let us say Shema. So it looks like Rav Shimon Gamil is chayish liyura, Rabban are not chayish liyura. We find in a different Mishnah the opposite, the Tanan, we learned, Mokam shenogu lasim locha b'tisha b'av oisin. On Tisha B'av you have to fast. But there's no clear halacha not to do malacha. But lemaisa, the midah chacham u'noig, they didn't do malacha on Tisha B'av. Why not? Because that's basiach das from the avelis. And the midah chacham really feel the avelis of Tisha B'av. So makom shenog las makom Tisha B'av oisim, you could do malacha. Makom shenog shloi las zain oisim, the midah is not do, you don't do. Makom makom, the midah chacham betalim. Lemaisa, the midah chacham don't do malacha on Tisha B'av. Every person should make himself into a Talmud Chacham. So what do you see? Here it's the opposite. Shimon Gamil says you can make yourself a Talmud Chacham, not worry about Yehura. And Tanakama holds the opposite. So it's a Mastira, Tanakama to Shimon Gamil. Kasha Darabonon Darabonon. It's a Kasha Darabonon Darabonon. And Kasha Shimon Gamil Shimon Gamil. Stira. Rabbi Yechidon Mukhalaf Sashita. You have to switch one of them. One of the two, you have to switch and make it stim with each other. Because if that would be a theory, you have to switch one of them on the other and say that's the opposite. Let's say, for example, in our Mishnah, you'll say the Rabbanon say you can't say Shema if you want, and Rav Shimon says you could. That's Rav Yechanan starts. Rav Sheisha, Breder Idi, Omar, no, it's not a theory at all. Loyal Loy Sachlet. And it's not Kasha. The Rabbanon run like Kasha. Rabbanon Ba'os say that you're allowed to say Shema, and there it says only a Talmud Chacham doesn't work. Like Kasha. Kriyashma, Kimin the Kuliyam Kakaru, Viyunami Kari, everyone's saying Shema, Yosef says Shema, Loy Mechzik Yuru, it doesn't look like, no one could tell that you are acting like something special. You're doing what everyone else is doing. Hacha, by Tisha B'Av, Kimin the Kuliyam Avdi Melacha, everyone's working, and you're not working, say, oh, I'm a Talmud Chacham, you look Avid, and he is not doing work, Mechzik Yuru, he looks like he's being a Balgaiva. And the other way is not a stir either. Shem Gamil, Hashem Gamil, Loi Kash either. Because you say the opposite svar. Hosom, by Shema, Bekavona Tayimel, Stolen Kavona. Vanan Sad Lemashel Chuni Daite. We know he cannot be Mechavin. So we say, Loi, not one could take the shame and say Shema. We know he can't be Mechavin. Ava Hocham, by Tisha B'Av, it doesn't look like Yura. Araya is a malacha. Araya, who sees him not doing malacha, I'm malacha with Enloi. He doesn't have a job. Bukhazi, kama batloni ikamashuka. There's a lot of people who are out of a job, unemployed. So they'll say, oh, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have any work to do today. No one hired him today. So it doesn't look like Yura. And that's how the Gemara answers the stira of the Rosh Hashanah meal. And the Rabbanan, Hadron Aloch Hoye Kairi. Zok the new parak. New parak is going to be the continuation of what we learned till now a little bit. We started Hilchas Avelis a little bit, Hilchas Aninos a little bit. We'll continue with that, those halachas. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Mesei Mutu Lefonov. Someone who has a mace who is in front of him, Potter Mekriyashma, he is Potter Mekriyashma, calls money, has to take care of the mace because he's worried about being burying the mace. He's Potter Mekriyashma, Omer Atfilo, Omer Atfilin, Omer Kol Mitzvahs, Omer Atfilin. He's Potter from all the mitzvahs, Kriyashma, Atfilo, Atfilin. And the Mepharshim Reis speak out that Tfilin, even if he wouldn't be busy with the Kavura, he'd be Potter anyway, because the Ovel is not allowed to put on Tfilin, because it says, Perecha Chavash Alecha. And he's not a pe'er. So even after he buries the dead, he can't put on tefillin, like we learned before. Avos put on tefillin the first day of Avelis. Noisei ha'mita v'chiluf. So that's what the meisei mutufano means, the kroivim. Meisei, his mace. What about the noisei ha'mita, the people who are carrying the aroin, v'chilufayim, and the ones who switch with them to carry the aroin, v'chilufayim, the ones who switch to carry the aroin after that. So it depends. Eshofnei ha'mita, those who are still waiting to carry the mita, and those who already carry the mita, explains the Mishnah. We need them, still carry the mita, and they're still waiting for that mitzvah to carry the mita. Therefore, they are potter from all the mitzvahs. Those who are already carry the mita, they're just needed there for the levaya. They're chayiv in the mitzvahs. They have to daven, they have to say kriyishma. We'll see about davening in a second. They have to say kriyishma. Ve'elu paturim in a tefillah, but they are both potter from tefillah, from davening. What's the pshat? So Rashi says, since it's not their raisa and they're a little bit torah still, they have to stay by the levaya, they are potter from tefillah. He means another pshat. Potter just means that since it didn't reach his man tefillah yet, you have more time, so you don't have to say tefillah yet. But he doesn't like that pshat because it's potter's mashma. They are actually potter from tefillah. But Kriyishma and Tefillin, which is the Raisa, those other people are all Chayiv. And the Raisha that says, you're part from Tefillin and Tefillin, is talking about a Kraven. There's a difference in Kraven and the people who carry the meat. Kavru is a mace. They bury the mace, v'chazhu, when they returned. They're talking about all the people about Alvaya. M'yichon l'haskav l'igmar ach l'yigiu l'shura, if they can start davening and finish before the Avelim came to the Shura, where they made two lines, and the Avelim walk through there, and they say, Malkam Nachum Eschem, so that they can start davening or saying Kriyishma before they reach the Shura, Yaschilu. M'lav Yaschilu shouldn't start. Ha'im Dim Meshura, the people standing on the Shura, so Apnimi and Beturim, the inside ones who are talking to the Avelim, they are potter from Kriyishma and from Tefillah at that time, if they didn't say yet. V'achitzonim, but the ones on the outside are Chayavim. Atkala Mishnah. Mishnah has the gear set. And Noshim Avodim, Viktam, Ptum, Kish, Ma'at, Tvila, Chayim, Tvila, we'll learn with the Rikos Mazim. We have to learn that later on. That's not, it's a Shav, that's part of the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah on Daf Chav. So we'll handle it then. Like upon him, our Mishnah says that Meisoy Mutu Lefonov, if a person has a Karev, has a mace in front of him, he is part of him, Kish, Ma'at, Tvila, Ma'at, Tvila, otherwise known as a Oinein. This is known as a Oinein. That before Kvura, a person who has a responsibility to bury a mace, it's describe him, he's called an oinein.
Potter?
Lashon is potter. Rashi learns in Sarach Levarach, we'll see, he doesn't have to. Taisvis, the long Taisvis said, there must be in Levarach, who says, you can't say, you're not allowed to. But that's a kuliyama, that it's the Torah comes from the oisik b'mitzvah, potter and mitzvah. So I'm talking Misha Meisei Mutu, that's why I spoke out. The case of Meisei Mutu Lefanov, that's the one Meisei, that's the one craving. The next case is talking about like the Noisei Hamita. We're talking about first Meisei Mutu Lefanov. For example, the Noisei Hamita Pashtus Achayim and Brachas, they just don't have to say Shema. Meisei Mutu Lefanov is a different darga, the part of them called Mitzvah Spatari, we'll see in a second. Mutu Lefanov in, Mishaini Mutu Lefanov Lo, it sounds like even a Karev is only part of all his mitzvahs if the mace is sitting in front of him. But it's not in front of him, loy. For a minimum answer, Kashim and Brysa, not like that. Misha Mesa Mutul Lefonov, Oichel Bavayas Acher. If he has to eat, and the mace is here, we're not ready for the Levi yet, shouldn't eat in front of the mace. Should not eat in front of the mace. It looks like Loy Glurosh. Don't eat in front of the mace. Me'ele Bavayas Acher, he doesn't have another house, which means he doesn't have another room. Oichel Bavayas Acher, he goes to his neighbor's house to eat. He can't eat in front of a mace. But in loy, base chaver, is nowhere. He's living in the middle of, you know, nowhere. Oyse mechitza makes a mechitza v'oichla, eats in the house. Me'ilo double asa mechitza, there's nothing to make a mechitza. Machza panov, he turns his face v'oichla. Ve'in a mace v'oichla, he should not eat. Now, this sounds like a new halacha. Ve'in a mace v'oichla, he does not sit, eat like lying down. You know, usually they ate b'haseba. Ve'in a eichla, basar, does not eat basar. And right now, these things are talking about every oinein. He should not eat basar. Ve'ina shoyz yayin, does not drink wine. Ve'ina mevarech. Where Rashi learns he doesn't have to make a bracha, or it's not allowed to make a bracha. Ve'ina mezamein. He doesn't say berachas hamazon. That's what mezamein means over here. Ve'ina mevarechim olav. He doesn't have to be yoytz with someone else's bracha either. Ve'ina mezamnim olav. And he cannot be mitzaref with a zimun. Upato mekriyishma umenatfilo umenatfilin. He's part of mekriyishma from tfilo tfilin. All mitzvah was Torah. All mitzvah was Torah. This is talking about an oinein. Uve Shabbos, but on Shabbos, meisav ha'oichel, he could eat regular lying down. Basar, shoyz yayin, he could eat basar, he could drink wine. Uve varech, he makes brachas, uve zamen, he makes zimun, he makes benches, uve varech v'lov, and someone else could be mitzim with bracha, uve mitzim, uve zamen v'lov, and he's mitzar for zimun. Vechay, v'chol mitzvah, samuris v'torah. He's chayim all the mitzvahs. And we will continue, we'll have to start again for tomorrow's daf, because the Gemara continues. But the Gemara is not a kasha about Mason with Lufanov about Aninas. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.